Added to the question of who or what might have brought down that missing Malaysian airliner is the deeper mystery of where it might have gone down. A veritable fleet of ships and planes are carrying international searchers over a vast stretch of water, hunting for even a trace of the airliner. They've checked out oil slicks and debris hundreds of miles from where the plane was last seen on radar, which so far have turned out to be unrelated to the jet. For help understanding why simply locating the lost plane is so hard, we reached aviation security consultant Chris Yates in London. Welcome to the program.
Hello, good morning.
Now, a lot of people may think that planes are constantly tracked by radar through their entire flight, but clearly that's not necessarily the case. How was this flight being tracked when it disappeared?
We believe it was being tracked by radar. It was either being tracked by radar from the civil side or indeed the military side. And there's some confusion, I think, between who was tracking what and what each of the individual organizations actually saw on a radar screen as the aircraft was tracking out on its final flight.
Radar only can go so far when a plane is over a big body of water, right? Meaning this plane could have gone off the radar.
This plane could have gone off the radar. It's quite evident that as an aeroplane leaves the shoreline, the radar signal will only carry a certain distance before it too will tail off.
So the fact that authorities are searching hundreds of miles away from where it might have been, you know, its course, I guess, is that because they really don't know over a very large section of water where it might have been finally when it presumably went down?
Well, there's a guide, I suppose, that is giving us a general indication of where the aeroplane was supposed to be. But there's a big difference between where it was supposed to be and quite possibly where it is. And that's giving rise to a significant level of confusion. And as a result of that, we have searches going on from one side of Malaysia to the other.
There has been a push in this country, in the U.S., to track planes by GPS rather than radar. What would be the advantage of that?
Well, the advantage quite clearly is that you have much more of a reach with GPS, because that will give you essentially a pseudo-radar track on a display of the entire journey of an aircraft flight. Typically, over water, there is no radar coverage, and that gives rise to significant issues in identifying the location of a crash site should an airplane come down in the midst of a vast expanse of water.
We also know with a crash at sea that it can take many months, years even, to find the black boxes that can provide clues to what happens in an incident like this. There's been a lot of discussion about having those devices transmit the information out instead of storing it in, where you have to go deep into the ocean and find them, or on a mountain or something. What is the viability of technology like that?
The viability of technology, given the rise in various different means of communication to feed that data out, the viability is very good. Of course, the big question is whether the airline industry that often bleats on about the fact that it is constantly losing money hand over fist, will want to invest in that technology.
Chris Yates is an aviation security consultant based in London. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.